COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
All right. So some very good news. Thank heavens for this news. We're going to get right to it. All right. So there's very good news. Tennessee is allegedly going to be keeping the 2014 hemp farm bill rules until 2022. Allegedly, on Reddit, Tennessee Hemp Pharmacy told me via Instagram DM that their grow season their grow season ends June 30th, 2022. You know, Tennessee is a really warm and hot state, and they're a state that can grow a lot throughout the flipping year, from what I know, better than my weather in the Northeast, our rocky soil and our cold, like, winters and stuff. But yeah, I mean, they grow a lot of hemp in Tennessee, and they grow very, very good hemp that I love and love getting from. It's just, yeah, they grow very good stuff. But this is going to keep the 2014 hemp farm bill rules. That only measures 0.3% THC. In the 2014 one, it only mentions 0.3% THC. It does not factor in THCA, which, again, that's the acidic version of THC. That's what your run-of-the-mill cannabis, that's your traditional high THC cannabis. The THCA is just what it is raw, so it's the same as regular cannabis if you really think about it. But this only specifies that the level has to be 0.3% of THC, but not THCA, which, again, that's what all cannabis is when it's not smoked. It's THCA. You can get benefits from eating it raw, but it's THCA until you smoke it or you decarboxylate it or whatever. It's not going to intoxicate you unless you smoke it, vaporize it, you know, process it into, you know, concentrate liquids, vape carts, edibles, that sort of thing, until you process it. But it's still THCA, which, again, that it has its own medical benefit. But again, this is going to, this is why you've been getting these euphoric, allegedly these euphoric high THCA strains, because, again, in some states, this is legal. This is completely legal. This is completely above board and allowed, because, again, they're measuring 0.3% THC according to that state's regulations, but they're not measuring THCA. So, again, you've been allegedly seeing some strains that are 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%. Some around those lines. Been seeing strains like that, you know, growing out of these sort of 2014 states, allegedly. So, again, I mean, this is good for people. A lot of us live, a lot of us don't live in states where the other THC is legal medically. Some people still live in CBD only states, or states where you're allowed to have CBD oil or just the anything that the farm bill allows. But even in those states, there's restrictions on Delta 8. And to be fair, in some states, there's restrictions on Delta 8, even though they're a legal state. And I'm worried that my state's going to do that, but I'm digressing a bit. But the THC, the THCA is, again, this is big. So there's going to be several more harvests of high THCA and euphoric strains. Several more. Again, I've never grown cannabis, but, again, between now and June 30th, that's a lot more high THCA strains. If you can afford it, still stock up on it, because after like 2023, it's gone. 2023, there's not going to be any more. You know, but until from now until then, we're good. You know, but if you have the means, or you find ones you really want, or you want to get it for yourself for any sort of reason, you got the funds to do it, get it. It's great. All these 2014 ones, or all the states that are doing it, are producing all these very medically beneficial strains. And it's fully legal for people that don't live in fully medical states. This is fully above board. They're getting medicine too. Everybody throughout the United States, or most of the United States, is getting medicine. They can get CBD delivered to them. They can go to their local shop. They can get vapes, they can get carts, or if they're in a state with no vapes and carts, they can get the oil. So So, I mean, this is better than when I was in the 90s, and you can really do that in most states. Like I'm so happy for the younger people now that, you know, we have CBD available, and, you know, and just people that were, that have been suffering in general since we've made cannabinoid medicines fully illegal in the 30s and 40s. But I'm digressing. But yes, this high THCA is going to really, again, we're going to be able to keep these strains around for people who need them. And even people in legal states that live in, again, Illinois and Massachusetts have very, very expensive recreational cannabis. We're in legal states, but it's dang near unaffordable. It's unaffordable. Like, who can spend that money? Who can spend $60 an eighth on a prolonged period of time? Like, it's an asinine amount of money to expect people to spend. In Massachusetts, it's around that here, you know? It's like, I might as well just get these CBD strains that are, like, allegedly 2 to 6, 7%. And again, I'm getting, like, I'm feeling like I'm getting, like, I don't know, I'm getting more, like, like, yeah, I like my THC. I like my traditional marijuana strains, but it's just like I kind of like these sort of 1-to-1 CBD to THC strains. These like 6% THC, like 15% CBD or 16% or 18% CBD, and then like 7% THC or 3% THC and like 20% CBD. Like, that's good. That's good. This helps me. And I've been using Delta 8 and it's been doing the job. I don't really, like, I'll probably get like regular marijuana as a treat these days, but like, I don't really need, I really don't need the traditional, like, high THC predominant strains as much anymore. I'm not really finding it's necessary for my purposes. But again, to each their own. I won't shame what anyone else wants to do or what anyone else wants to take, as long as they're not hurting others. But again, this is going to keep a lot of very medically beneficial strains that have been grown in a lot of hemp states throughout the country, but especially Tennessee. We know for a fact, or we have a strong idea, according to this very good vendor that's friend of the show. They grow very, very good stuff, and like they've always sent me like extra like they sent me like magnets, they sent me like wristbands, then they put like a handwritten note when you order from them. I like, the older I get, the more sentimental I get. Like, I just feel that, I like when people write notes for you. I like customer service like that. So again, they're pretty reputable if they're saying that Tennessee's growing season is going to stay, with the high, that's going to continue to allow the high THCA, strains and these very medically beneficial strains that can be gotten in most states. So they're going to be keeping this around, this regulation around until June 30, 2022. And okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to finish off the episode, and then the rest I'm going to put on, I'm going to put a Patreon only part. So let me just finish up and then the Patreon only part, will be for the Patreons. So I would just stock up if you can, because again, you don't have to buy more than you can afford, obviously, but before you know it, June 30th, 2022 will roll around. Like, that's still going to lead to like harvest, I believe, for like, until, like I said earlier, 2023 or so, you know, because I think there'll be some, like, if it ends 2022, like they said, there's still going to be flour around, because again, there's thousands of acreage, tens and thousands of acreages in states like Tennessee, in North Carolina, New York, and you know, Oregon, there's in Montana, there's so much acreage that's grown. I don't know if Montana is a high CBD state, but I know their acreage is very, very high. But again, these hemp leaders that have tens and thousands of acres per year, CBD is making a lot of money for them in some way, form or fashion. So like, again, keeping these rules is going to continue to make a lot of money. But again, just continue to enjoy this while you can enjoy this. It's great that this is going to be offered so people in most states can have access to some sort of medicine, even if they don't live in states or jurisdictions that have fully embraced medical marijuana. But again, we have to keep fighting. We have to keep doing that so that everybody has access to cannabis for all purposes, for all adults, and medically for young people that need it according to their doctors and to their parents and their guardians deciding what's best for that person. But again, I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to keep fighting for this, for improvement with these laws. We got to keep the wins we have, and we got to enjoy the medicine, and we have to enjoy the strains that we can get when we can get them. But again, hopefully we keep grinding. Again, we can get more states on board with recreational or form of decrim. We're getting Wyoming that's going to be doing it. They're going to be doing decrim and medical on the 2022 ballot, which again, we're going to go on about that pretty soon. And then we also have Idaho, which is going to do the same thing, I believe, decrim and medical. And from good friend of the show, Radical Russ, who's spearheading that movement, shout out to him for doing that and putting in that work. Don't want to keep this too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/Greg/C
H-T-T-P-S:// 65TG2NR. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65TG2NR. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.